This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
You got Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, the New York Times has asked a fascinating question. Can estrogen and other sex hormones help men survive COVID-19? Now, I like joking that I go to a lot of social gatherings, right?
Not anymore.
I still do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, as many as I can. And I drink red wine. Therefore, red wine kills COVID, right? And this is the same. Yeah, I mean, there's no logic to it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just complete nonsense, but why not, right? But there's also been at least some sort of study of data that suggests that smoking protects people against COVID-19.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
Something about the nicotine. I don't know.
And that's one of those things you hear that you should quit immediately if you get a cold, is smoking for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But
generally, you should quit smoking. But
that helps. Helps long term.
Well, the hospitals noticed that, you know, not very many of their patients with COVID-19 were also smokers.
Hmm.
And that led them down the rabbit hole.
As well as women.
Yes.
It's more of a more men get the COVID than anyone else.
Which is why scientists are now, scientists are now asking whether or not, you know, we should just give men a bunch of progesterone and estrogen, and maybe that will help them.
Oh, yeah. Just dump it in the water. I mean, the frogs are already gay.
And the fish are trans.
Yes.
As the novel coronavirus swept through communities around the world, preying disproportionately on the poor and the vulnerable, remember this is New York Times, so you have to expect that, one disadvantaged group has demonstrated a remarkable resistance. Women, whether from China, Italy, or the U.S., have been likely to become acutely ill and far more likely to survive, which has made doctors wonder, could hormones produced in greater quantities by women be at work? Now, when I first read this headline, I was sure it was something along the lines of Trump suggesting we inject people with disinfectants or mm-hmm. whatever he said. I don't know.
I don't know what he said either.
I don't either. I don't follow him.
Yeah.
I mean, who's taking medical advice from Trump and why?
Good luck.
Well, I mean, he's standing right there next to America's doctor,
right,
the little gremlin Fauci, and he's saying a lot of nonsense as well. I mean, he's poo-pooing all of these experimental drugs. Well, not experimentally long, because people have been trying the chloroquine and the hydroxychloroquine for the longest time, but he doesn't want any part of that. He's like, nah, don't touch it. Try my vaccines. We'll have a vaccine real soon.
I'm not touching any of it. I'm not interested.
Well, what happens when you can't get into the store?
Are you talking about if they mandate, like, masks or something like that?
Well, that's going to be first, masks. And then once they come up with one of these eight vaccines that they're working on.
So let me clarify for the listeners. Conan is of the mind that this is going to be used to create a mandatory chipping process that encodes whether or not we've been vaccinated.
It will be a mandatory vaccine. And then they haven't really decided on it. They haven't rolled out they've been throwing around different options, like maybe a little tattoo or an actual chip with your medical information on it.
I know they've been talking about some sort of an app that Google and Apple are working on to do what's called contact tracing, which will somehow alert you to whether or not if you have encountered someone with COVID. I'm not sure how the app will know that. I guess are they going to mandate
that
people
who has COVID, ideally, for the app to function, would let the app know that, and it uses Bluetooth connectivity to monitor whether or not you've been within 25 feet of someone.
So how much of this is voluntary versus how much of this is actually going to be mandatory? That stuff hasn't been clarified yet.
And Australia has already done this, by the way.
Mandatory?
No, I don't think it's mandatory yet, but it's coming. That's down the pike, because they're going to They're going to incentivize it. It's for your safety.
But offering people incentives isn't the same as making it mandatory.
And when I say incentivize, I mean you can't come in our store unless you can prove that you have this app running.
Right, which is kind of like making it mandatory because they'll likely mandate it on the business, and then the business will essentially become the enforcement arm for the government.
Sort of how they deal with the income tax.
That's one way to look at it, or how they're doing it now with the mask rules in places like New York and Pennsylvania.
Or even the Social Security number. If I understand correctly, there were plenty of holdouts when that thing first came out and was first unrolled. And then, look, everyone's got one now. And the kids that their parents didn't get them one, you know, the hippie moms and dads, you have 18-year-olds who were like, oh, man, wow, thanks, Mom.
Well,
Dad.
Remember the old cards used to say not to be used for identification purposes on Social Security number cards?
Right.
Well, I know a guy who doesn't have a Social Security number. I'm fairly sure you do as well. And he seems totally okay with it.
How does he get by? Does he have one of those visits?
He gets by exactly how you would expect someone like him without a Social Security number to get by.
There's another option. It's like a visitation number or something. When you basically
he does not do that.
You're still paying taxes. You're still taking the money out of your check. So he's doing. But does he have a real job working for the man, or does he have a bank account?
No.
Can he get a mortgage? Can he do it? See,
there are
incentives to getting your slave number. Otherwise, it's hard to live.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Unless you like living out, well, I don't know what your friend does, but I mean, I'm sure one of our callers, it'll call it the last 5 minutes of this evening, he's probably scrubbed his and he's living out in the desert in a sand pit.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the tragic aspect of this is that we're not going to be able to use market influence to try to influence businesses to allow for those of us who don't want to jump through all these ridiculous hoops because the government's going to make a lot of this mandatory. And it will either be mandatory up front or it'll be mandatory later on down the road, but that seems to be the direction things are going in, and it's not good. We last night reported on the New Hampshire Retailers Association, or whatever they call themselves, basically, telling the governor the rules they want put in place. So they're not coming to the governor saying, we want to be able to make choices for ourselves. We want you to make a standard set of rules that has to apply to every single business.
Worse, I don't think it matters whether or not the government wants it to be mandatory because our market pressure is just absolutely dwarfed by the numbers of people who do want these things.
That's all the other problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, the market's great. I love the market, but we're outnumbered here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's great until the supermajority of the market is completely irrational and based out of fear. And that's what we've got going on right now. And that's why in Georgia, where they've reopened, and again, I'm putting air quotes up for that because it's with tremendous restrictions to which they've reopened. But there are some Georgia restaurateurs who are refusing to open up because they've had campaigns of phone calls and emails coming in from the people who think it's too soon. Those people out there who are afraid
they don't
of
have
the business.
To shop there.
Well, they're using their market pressure to try to keep their doors closed completely because they believe that anyone going out at all, going out and doing any kind of business, is putting people in danger.
It's going to start it all over again.
And
you know what? There is some truth to that. When you consider that we've all been hiding for almost two months.
I'm out almost every day.
You have a lot of people who haven't been getting out, and they haven't been working on their immune system.
Right.
They haven't been working on the little germs, so now they're all of a sudden going to leave and
more
I don't know what.
Susceptible.
They're more susceptible.
Yeah.
They're not getting sunlight. They're not getting fresh air.
Well, you can't hide forever. I mean, look, it's better to go ahead and catch the infection and beat it.
Yeah, like we've been doing since the dawn of time. And all of a sudden, what is so different about this? And here's the other thing.
Know.
And you have more and more
fear.
People coming out with the real data, and not the data that these yahoos up at the top are spouting.
About the tremendous number of people who have supposedly been affected, but there's not actually any.
That's one. Or where the money is going. The fact that you have hospitals all over the country who are incentivized to put COVID down on the certificate because they get more funding.
Vincent was talking about that the other night.
The fact that the quarantine might be even worse than just had been dealing with it like we do every other flu season?
Well, that seems to be what Sweden thinks. After not having a lockdown and resisting a lockdown, its capital, Stockholm, is expected to reach what they're calling herd immunity in just a few weeks. We're going to get into that in just a moment. And things that are happening in Sweden that may or may not challenge this idea. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carnian.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means that finally, we have a global trading platform that respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, as promised, Sweden did not impose a lockdown amid the coronavirus outbreak. It would seem, according to CNBC, the strategy instead was aimed at building a broad base of immunity while protecting at-risk groups like the elderly. Now, this seems to be contingent upon the idea that one can only be infected with COVID-19 once, and then one has some sort of immunity to it. Has there been any definitive research one way or the other on that?
I think I've heard across the board that that's how it works. You get the Rona, whether it's regardless of which strain it is, because just maybe eight strains, maybe even more than eight strains.
Yeah.
But once you get it, that's it. You're good. You're good for this year anyways, until it adapts and becomes something else next year.
I've seen some stories, but I haven't read them. You know, headlines don't mean anything a lot of the time, but claiming that some people have been reinfected.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, there are multiple coronaviruses for sure, but I would imagine the COVID-19 would have to evolve in some way for a person to, you know, become infected with it again, because their antibodies would already know how to fight off that virus. I'm not a virologist,
Me neither.
But that's what logically makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But its neighbors, that's Sweden's neighbors.
And, well, maybe, just to interrupt you there, but maybe they're getting it again, but it's not as intense, right? So maybe their antibodies aren't, you know, able to fully fight it off to where there's no symptoms, but they're able to beat it faster. I don't know. That's just me speculating.
Okay. Could be.
Yeah.
It could also be they didn't completely beat it off the first time.
Or the tests they're using, these kits, are all jacked up. And maybe they're not even working.
Could be. I've heard that some of the tests don't discern between COVID-19 and the other COVIDs or whatever.
And or have come from China and have already been infected. So they're gonna test positive, you know, regardless of who you put it on.
So Sweden's neighbors closed their borders, schools, bars, and businesses. It's always bars, man. The bar industry got hit ridiculously hard by this. As the coronavirus pandemic swept through Europe, but Sweden went against the grain by keeping public life as unrestricted as possible. Was there a single American state that did this?
That let people make choices? No. We would have heard about it.
So Sweden is the closest the world came to allowing people to make choices.
The closest developed country. I'm sure there's plenty of countries out there that we've...
Okay. You know, sure.
Well, I've got a story that calls this into question, but I want to hear more about their approach.
The strategy aimed at allowing some exposure to the virus in order to build immunity among the general population while protecting high-risk groups like the elderly has been controversial. Some health experts likened it to playing Russian roulette with public health. But now the country's chief epidemiologist said the strategy appears to be working and that herd immunity could be reached in the capital, Stockholm, in a matter of weeks. In major parts of Sweden around Stockholm, we have reached a plateau in new cases, and we're already seeing the effect of herd immunity, and in a few weeks' time, we'll see even more of the effects of that. And in the rest of the country, the situation is stable, said Dr. Anders Tegnell, chief epidemiologist. On the subject that we were mentioning a moment ago, I wanted to get into, because it just occurred to me while I was reading that, but there are people being executed. And I think it was, where's that place that we're always being told to move to? Somalia. for not wearing masks.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's just a difference in degrees. I mean, in Somalia, they execute you. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, it's a $300 fine.
Yeah. Herd immunity among a population usually achieved through vaccination is reached when around 60% of citizens are deemed immune. without a vaccine for the coronavirus. However, scientists are looking at whether exposure to and recovery from COVID-19 leads to long-term immunity. Some reinfections or reactivations of the coronavirus have been reported. Tegnell said the sampling and modeling data indicated that 20% of Stockholm's population is already immune to the virus, and that in a few weeks' time we might reach herd immunity, and we believe that is why we're seeing a slow decline in cases. Now, I wonder, because it hasn't mentioned it so far, what is the death rate here in Sweden?
It's more than the surrounding countries.
Is it?
A lot more. Norway is, I think, the next.
Do you have the numbers in front of you?
This is from Real Clear Science. When was this posted? This was, oh, this is old. I can't use this.
So according to the
article,
I'll
try to pull it up. They've got it linked all the time at Drudge Report.
The number of cases in Sweden is almost double that as in Denmark. And let's see, it has 8,108 cases and 370 deaths. And Finland with just over 4,000 cases and 141 deaths. I mean, those numbers are pretty consistent. It seems like we could pretty easily calculate a death rate based on those alone. Since their populations are each about 5 million.
That was going to be my next question.
Half of Sweden's, the rates are about the same, although the comparison could be skewed by testing numbers in each country. Still, Sweden's 1,937 death toll is far higher than its neighbors. Sweden originally tested only...
I don't care. Okay. To me, it doesn't matter to me how many people die from COVID-19. I don't know who said it first, but I love the idea that, well, you know, the question is, well, when will you libertarians finally, you know, come on board with the idea of restricting people? And my answer is never. I don't care if everyone dies from it. I don't care if I'm the last one alive or if I'm the first one to die or whatever. It doesn't matter to me because to me, freedom is what matters. And I don't want to live a life as a slave. I don't want to live. And I understand that we only had a semblance of freedom prior to this, but it's now getting much worse. And to me, the value in life is being able to make a choice.
Yep.
It's being able to choose to do something risky.
I use a slightly different answer, one that doesn't require me to say that I don't care if everyone else dies from it.
Yeah.
I say, you know, when they ask how many people have to die from this, just one. Mm-hmm. Just me. That's what it will take to get me to give up my freedom.
There you go. That's a nice way to put it.
Sweden has had...
It's a little bit nicer than saying, I don't care if everyone dies.
Sweden has had 2,200 deaths out of a population of 10 million. So they're, as far as deaths per million, they're up there. They're above us, and they're below, like, Spain and France and Italy and stuff like that. But
well, the new number of cases do appear to be declining. Quote, achieving herd immunity has proven controversial. Allowing the virus to spread puts the elderly and people with existing health conditions at a greater risk of becoming seriously ill and potentially dying, says CNBC. But as far as we're told, Sweden is achieving herd immunity. So,
and a lot of
the lockdown,
and
right?
A lot of those 2,000 that died probably would have died anyways.
Yeah.
Like exactly what's going to happen in this country.
But this isn't the latest on Sweden. Evidently, they are starting to crack down. 855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's using an executive order to have meat processing plants stay open.
It hasn't been asked on other industries yet, but with the meatpacking and with the transportation, we have had some difficulty where they're having a liability that's really unfair to them.
A judge in Illinois has ruled that Governor J.B. Pritzker's extended stay-at-home orders exceeds his authority and violates individual civil rights. The Democratic governor is filing an appeal in response to the move.
This ruling only applies to one person because it was only ever about one person. This was a cheap political stunt designed so that the representative can see his name in headlines.
Republican State Representative Darren Bailey filed the motion. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the push for coronavirus testing continues, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is accusing China of sending low-quality and even counterfeit coronavirus antibody testing kits to the United States.
One of the things that's on my radar, though, that's really troublesome is there's a lot of these antibody tests coming in from China now that are low-quality, false readings and things like that, and we've got to be really careful.
The CEO of Waffle House says he's seeing a slight uptick in business at his restaurants that fully reopened in Georgia and Tennessee.
What I saw in the restaurants yesterday, I was in the restaurants all day and I was in them again this morning, is it's a little bit more traffic. People are still practicing social distancing. They're wearing masks. They're standing clear from one another.
Walt Elmer also tells NBC that they've cut down their restaurants to about half so people can feel safe dining in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Dean.
And Conan.
And according to the story that you have, Ian, Sweden is actually beginning to crack down on certain businesses.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see this news from AFP out of Stockholm, because we've heard the stories, and you were just sharing one with us about Sweden taking a different approach, where they're supposedly have been encouraging voluntary compliance with suggestions of, you know, restrictions and that sort of thing. But the story here from AFP reporting 2 days ago is that Sweden, whose softer approach to combating the new coronavirus has garnered international attention, said Sunday it is ordering the closure of 5 Stockholm bars and restaurants that failed to respect social distancing guidelines.
Hold on, the bars and restaurants didn't fail to respect that. The customers did.
Well, I guess what they mean is the bars and restaurants didn't enforce the guidelines on the customers.
They didn't put enough tape and triangles on the floor and put enough signs up saying, do this, do that.
This is horrifying, man.
The Scandinavian...
Going to one of these places?
What do you mean horrifying?
Seeing the little, this is where you have to stand crap on the ground and you have to walk in this direction.
I started to see that too, yeah.
My gas station where I'm at, there's like all the aisles are cordoning off. There's only one way to get into the aisles. You can only walk one direction. There's squares every 6 feet apart, so you have to stand in the stupid square.
So stupid. It's so dumb.
And they've got their plastic, they got their plexiglass hanging by strings.
Yep.
It's just, they just threw it up there, just put a, you know,
it can look like they're doing something.
Yeah, and I can only imagine what would happen if they didn't.
I have seen more and more people walking around with those little plastic sleeves that you put sheets of paper in to protect them from wear and tear,
uh-huh,
strapped around their heads.
No.
Now, I saw one guy doing this, I was like, man, that's weird, but okay, you're on a budget. You do you, man.
Okay.
But I've seen it multiple times now. Like when
Get
I went to Hannaford's yesterday for wine. There was an employee there.
Get out of here.
Not even joking, man. It was
unbelievable.
It's like, I know what you're attempting to do, but there's no way that's working because, I mean, it's wide open there at the bottom, man.
Well, I informed my boss this morning that if His Excellency Prince Sununu mandates that we have to wear masks, and she has the
guts to do that.
Well, this is also post office. They've already suggested it, and I just got ahead and told her, like, look, the answer is no, and if you insist, just don't even call me that morning because I'm not coming in.
Well, when you say you don't think Sununu has the guts, what is it that makes you believe that? Because he was one of the first governors to crack down on restaurants and bars.
He was.
And he extended our quarantine too.
Yes. He did. And I was surprised by the fact that New Hampshire locked down, quote, locked down in the first place. I didn't expect that New Hampshireites would put up with that.
Yeah, considering the protests, considering that petition, which is, I think it's got like, what is it, close to like 8,000 signers already? Hmm. That's not too shabby.
For a state with a population like this.
Exactly. Of people who are just very clearly ready to go back to work.
Yeah. So I didn't expect it to reach this point in New Hampshire in the first place, so I could be wrong again.
I mean, I hope you're right, but I mean, I have no faith that this guy's going to do the right thing.
But mandating, making it requirements for, you know, businesses to reopen only if they wear masks, I don't know, man.
Lots of other states are doing that.
They are.
So, I mean, it's monkey see, monkey do with a lot of these state governments. Like, oh, well, they're doing it in Georgia. They're doing it in Iowa or wherever. Idaho. Sorry, I get those
two confused.
A lot
of other states, though, have police that are actually going out and finding people who are breaking these emergency orders and arresting them.
True. And I did hear from, actually, Jay Noon was here. You were here for, conversation where they threw a party at his house. I won't say when or whatever, but the cops got called on the party. And all they did was they showed...
No, I didn't hear this story.
Yeah, so there were apparently a lot of people at this party, and the cops showed up, and all they said was, can you turn down the music? And then they left. And they left us alone when we've been doing our things in Central Square, which we've now done 5 weeks in a row. Three out of the 5 weeks, we definitely violated the 10-person rule. Arguably, we're violating the you can't leave your home for non-essential purposes rule. So, I mean, we're definitely in violation of that. And we've done
that's where Sununu is weaker than all of the other governors. You know, if I simply decide that it's essential for me to go hang out at Central Square...
Well, there is a loophole.
The order gives them no standing to argue with that. Whatever I deem to be essential.
True. There is a nice loophole written in there, and that's what you're referring to there. There is that. But I don't know if the business owners are going to have the same kind of loophole. I mean, I hope that they do.
If they, I said it before, if they all do it at the same time.
That'll never happen.
Now, what would happen if any one of these bar owners here was like, I've determined that it's essential for me to have my business open.
Right.
And reopened.
I don't know. It'd be really interesting.
Can we buy a bar just to see what happens?
Unfortunately, you probably wouldn't be able to get the liquor permit in time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we talked about this. We said
we've determined it essential to be a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not supersede the liquor requirement?
Well, the Liquor Commission, I'm sure, would disagree with your interpretation on that. But you could open a bar that's BYOB.
Yep.
Or that would be a lot easier.
Yeah. Or a club.
You could open a private club. And that was actually one of my surprises with the governor's orders initially was that not only did it apply to restaurants and bars, but it also applied to private clubs. So normally they leave private clubs alone, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you want to have cigarette smoking, you can have a private club and your members can smoke cigarettes inside the private club. Whereas businesses that are open to the public are not allowed to have cigarettes or cigars or any kind of smoking going on. But if it's a private club, that's the workaround because then it's not open to the public. it's a private club. So I figured they'd leave private clubs alone with all these social distancing requirements. No, they didn't. All these governor's orders have, even here in New Hampshire, have applied to private clubs.
But, that is surprising.
Yeah. Do you want to hear more about Stockholm?
Absolutely.
So they say here, the AFP reporting that the Scandinavian country is allowed for schools, has allowed schools for under 16s, cafes, bars, restaurants, and businesses to stay open while urging people and businesses to respect social distancing guidelines.
So schools have stayed open?
For under 16s.
Those poor kids in Sweden. Like I was talking to my sister last night. My nephew is thrilled to death. And looking back, I would have loved for this to have happened when I was in the second grade or whatever grade he is in now. I'm not very close with my family.
As long as you, as a 16-year-old or whatever, had things to do.
Oh, there were always video games to play.
Yeah.
Restaurants and bars are only allowed to provide table service with tables spaced 1 to 2 meters apart, 2 meters is 6 feet, to prevent overcrowding. While data suggests most Swedes are voluntarily practicing social distancing, photos have made the rounds worldwide in recent weeks of Stockholmers soaking up the spring sunshine, sitting at crammed restaurant terraces, or queuing closely together outside of nightclubs. So the people in Stockholm are just living life normally, a lot of them are. And that's got people mad. People are mad about that.
It sounds like a good time for a trip to Sweden.
Right?
Honestly, it's like, oh, there's still stuff happening here.
Authorities said, warned last week, they would be stepping up in inspections to ensure establishments were respecting social distancing guidelines. So that doesn't sound voluntary to me.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like exactly what you were describing, where that businesses are becoming the enforcers of things that are, and for all intents and purposes, mandatory.
But for some bars and restaurants, they were packed again this weekend. Four of the five bars and restaurants are located in the trendy Södermalm neighborhood, popular with young partygoers. A Stockholm health official told news agency TT, quote, "The main problem was overcrowding, both inside the premises and outdoors." He said their closure is immediate and until further notice. Among other restrictions Sweden has imposed are bans on visits to retirement homes and gatherings of more than 50 people. So there are still some rules in effect there in Sweden. You can't have a concert with 50 people.
So what are people supposed to do if they have an 85-year-old grandfather in a retirement home?
He gets to die alone.
Oh, Zoom him. Granddad, figure it out.
Speaking of how horrific all of this is, you have little details like that where grandpa's dying alone in the nursing home and we're not even allowed to go visit him. How bad does this have to get before people put a stop to it? 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at DanPilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's DanPilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been discussing changes in Sweden that are afoot. They were initially resisting a lockdown, but it turns out it's a little bit more to it than that. They have locked down, and as much as anyone else has, the only difference is that...
Not quite. So there's a limit at 50 people instead of what we've seen in other places, which is either 0 or 10 in most places in the United States.
And a lot of the people have decided to social distance on their own and not being necessarily told to do so.
But many are not.
And many are not.
And
that correct.
Makes me feel good.
But before we get back into all of that, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of seeing everyone wearing these stupid masks and stuff. Like, it's getting really, really horrible out there. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a like a main campsite, like a country or whatever. Everyone's being told, wear a mask, you gotta wear a mask, wear a mask. What happens if you walk into a store and you don't wear one? What are they gonna like? What, kick you out or something?
They might. Have you not tried this?
Well, I get weird looks, but I get weird looks anyway.
Well, wait a minute, but the difference is, Aria, he's in New York, where it is mandatory statewide. If you're going to be going into a store, you have to wear a mask. Not only that, you have to wear a mask according to the governor's order if you may encounter another human being, basically.
You know, I just remembered, so I was in one of the surrounding towns this morning, and their dump, their landfill, had a big old monster sign at the entrance. Required masks and or wrap around your face.
Now, could you get away with
someone? So this is government.
The government dump, yeah.
And so someone there, I don't know on whose authority, decided that they would put this up there, the sign. And I don't know how they're enforcing it.
Yeah, I don't see how they could mandate something like that. But then again, they're doing a lot of things that I didn't think that they could do.
So could you try using one of those little plastic paper protectors? And seeing how that goes.
I'll try next time I go through.
Thanks.
I'll be there on Friday.
So, Dave, you have not yet actually gone into like a CVS or a Walgreens or something like that without wearing a mask to see what happens. Because I bet you they'll either kick you out or somebody will call the police. In New York, I bet you it's one or the other will happen.
I have gone into, like, you know, I don't have a mask. I have, like a bandana. But I just think this whole thing is stupid. It's like, you know, like it's turning into, like, you know, like a Hitler country or something. It's getting so ridiculous out there. Oh, you gotta wear a mask. It's getting ridiculous out there.
It has been ridiculous. I will agree with you on that.
Except in this case, it's the people who are not wearing the stars because everybody else chose to put on the stars.
Well, eventually
we're not wearing that.
Well, eventually the star will exist for the people with COVID symptoms, right? So we're already seeing in states like Georgia where they now have to post on the doors coming into restaurants and other businesses that are being allowed to reopen. If you show signs of COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever, you are not allowed on our premises. So they are trying to find actively the people that have this, and they're putting the star on those people, basically. It's not going to be a yellow star, but it's going to be an app that'll then alert your other apps on other phones that this someone who's got the virus has been nearby. Look out. And they're supposedly not going to identify who it was. But the app will tell you that today you came in contact with a person who had this virus.
Oh, and when they're done collecting the data, they'll scrub it.
I will say this.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. If it's truly as anonymous as Google and Apple suggest it is, and I don't know whether or not it will be, and I don't see any reason to believe that it will be, can you imagine the trolls out there that will mark themselves as having COVID just to screw with everyone
there's
they encounter?
No virus.
You really think there's no virus, Dave?
It doesn't exist. You know, you I want to see death certificates. Pixar didn't happen.
Well, just because they put something on a death certificate doesn't make it true, right?
People say, oh, people are dying. People are dying, yeah? P-O-I-D-H. Pixar didn't happen.
All right,
Dave, thanks so much for the call. I mean, people do die every single day. That's true.
Conan, do you think there's a virus?
A coronavirus?
Yeah.
COVID, SARS-2?
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure it exists.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to buy that the virus exists, but not that it's near as bad as theirs.
Is it overhyped to death? Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to say I hope the virus exists, because if it turns out that all of this was an elaborate hoax pulled by the government or whatever, then it will really demonstrate
How powerful they are.
No, the absolute lack of hope any of us should have for humanity's long-term prospects.
Look, I'm an optimistic guy. That's why I do the things that I do. But my optimism's taken a hit over the last few weeks. It's
hard
really
not to
bad.
When you walk down Main Street here in Keene at 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon when it's 65 degrees outside and you see maybe a dozen people. In a street that should be packed.
My faith in humanity has been rattled for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I am saddened by this.
Yep.
I'm saddened by how easy people have been duped into swallowing this nonsense and just lock stop asking for more authoritarian, more rights taken for more security.
And turning on their neighbors as well.
Snitching on their neighbors,
becoming afraid of their neighbors, treating their neighbors as though they are potential carriers. Now I even had a story that I saw over at Drudge Report today that now the CDC is recommending that people social distance their pets as well. So I guess some dog got COVID-19.
Actually, it's cats.
Well, now they said a dog has it.
Oh, I thought dogs were immune to it.
Well, they say one thing and then they say another. And now they're saying you got to keep your pets away from other pets. You got to keep your pets away from other people. It's like torture your dogs now, too, because dogs like to be around people.
Yeah.
That's what they enjoy. I'm not going to keep my dog away from people. That's horrible.
Yeah, I have to wonder, you know, what pet friend, what animal friend lovers, I don't know how to phrase, what pet owner is, how I hate saying that term, but
dog and cat parents.
I don't like that either.
I don't either. I think it's, but they exist. I'm a pet owner. I'm sure you are as well.
Shane don't like that phrase.
I have friends who happen to be non-human.
Do you also play Scrabble with them, like your friend, or was it?
I played non-human games with them. I don't expect them to be able to form words. No.
Yeah, but do you treat them like your children?
How about pet keeper? They're not children.
All right. Well, there are a lot of individuals out there, a lot of them who don't have kids, by the way, because they choose not to, who treat their animals like their children.
I know. I don't like them either.
Yes.
Well, what's a better word for it then?
Non-human friends is usually what I go with.
Okay. Because I've never been somebody who, I mean, to some extent, I've kept my pets with me in my home, but if they really wanted to leave, they could, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
A chance.
I'm with you all the way.
Like, my dog, Jazzy, for the longest time has had a collar that is much larger than it needs to be, right? So, like, anytime she wants to, she can just slip right out the collar and go running. Now, she doesn't run that much anymore, but back in the day, she could have done it, and I wouldn't have been able to catch her. So she always had the choice. You know, there was times when she'd slip out of the collar and run around a little bit, but she didn't want to go anywhere, right? She just wanted to get out of the collar. Same thing with a cat that I had. He got out once and just turned around and walked back in. He didn't really want to go outside. He just wanted to go out for a moment. So, but if I were abusing my animal, then presumably, you know, they may be more likely to just go ahead and run away. All right. So I don't know. Is that ownership when the pet can be free to leave?
No, and that's one of the reasons I don't like the term ownership.
I know, so I'm asking for alternatives.
I think the idea of owning non-humans
warden?
Every bit as deplorable and disgusting as the idea of owning humans.
Are you a game warden, are you?
A what?
A game warden?
No.
Because you're taking it is your...
The ward?
It's your ward.
What?
It's not your property, it's your warden.
It's not my ward either. It's not my child.
But of course. But you feed and shelter and give it love. You take care of it.
They do the same to me, except they don't feed me.
So you have a mutual beneficial relationship with your
non-human friend.
With your non-human friends. I'll go with it.
Okay. Awesome. Anyway, yes, my cats are free, and I say my cats, that's not the terminology I like either, but they're free to leave at any time. They just don't want to.
They like the arrangement.
Yeah. And I like the arrangement as well. This idea of social distancing pets, though, I want to hear more about it because I can't imagine that.
I don't know what else there is to say.
Americans love their dogs, man.
Yeah. Well, now they're saying keep your dogs away from other dogs and other people.
And that's not good.
They're going to go with it, though.
And people will do it. You know, people will torture their animals in this way because you have vegans out there who insist that their dogs and cats be vegans, and they're killing them. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.